Who are those girls? It's JK.
Woo! Yeah, we're so back, baby!
You know what I was thinking? You were saying earlier, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about Que Dice Mi Gente in this video. We can't. This is a pre-recorded video. There's no Que Dice Mi Gente because Wednesday's episode hasn't gone up yet.
Oh, you're right.
However, I did screenshot some comments from Patreon that I did want to give
a shout out.
I was
going to say we could do some from Patreon because, guys, I mean, you're going to feel slightly left out. It is an inside joke, but it's still Que Dice Mi Gente. Like, we want to see what our gente are saying.
Of course. Of course. And it's like the same people, you know what I mean? What are you drinking over there?
Girl, I'm drinking wine. I have a claw ready for me after this. You know, I like to like have like a glass of wine and then a claw. Something about it just hits the spot.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Damn, you should have told me. I would have had some wine
with
you.
I know. Well, I mean, can you just go get some?
It's so far away.
It's really not that far. What was I going to say? The last time I wore this shirt on Do We Know Them, I also had it with a red glass of wine, like a glass of red wine, not a red glass of wine. I don't know actually what color the cup was. But everybody was like, wow, this red shirt with the red wine. So I think subconsciously, I just wanted to recreate it. I think I just wanted to make it happen again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love this little wine moment that we're making here.
Thank you so much. This is one of those TikTok shop shirts that have the built-in bras. Why isn't every shirt like that?
I love a good built-in bra, let me tell you.
Although I think this bra got slightly deformed. So if it looks weird, it's not my titty. It's the built-in bra.
Oh, that does suck. I do hate that very much. The first thing I do when I get like anything, any bra related thing, is I rip off the pads. I rip them out.
Yeah, well, not all of us have perfectly perky tetas, I will say. Yeah, not all of us are blessed.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I only started doing that after I did my boobs.
Yeah, no, of course. That's like the biggest perk of having your boobs done. I mean, other than like, are your nipples not a problem?
No.
Or do you not care if they show?
Sometimes I Rachel Green it. Sometimes I'll Rachel Green
life. Interesting.
But do you know the reference that I just made?
Nope. Who's that?
She is.
Oh my God, do you know who she is?
I'm like, what is her name in real life? From Friends.
Jennifer Aniston?
I love her. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God. Woo! She's completely cooked.
No, sorry guys. It's very late. We're filming very late today.
It's literally 8 p.m.
So she always. That's so late. We always film like at 11 a.m. Okay, so in Friends, like you see her nipples in like 90% of the episodes.
What?
They're like rock hard, solid in every episode.
That's so slay. Okay. Maybe I'll watch Friends.
Yeah, she definitely. Yeah.
Now
somebody asked me on Patreon, like I did a JK hotline and somebody asked, can you tell us what Friends character Jesse would be? And I was like, oh, she's definitely like the Rachel, I would say.
Like super cool and awesome?
I mean, they're all super cool and awesome.
Really? You're Phoebe.
I think so. I mean, I
know she's weird.
They're my friends. Yeah. That's what I said. I said, I'm Phoebe and you're Rachel because God knows you're not Monica.
No, Monica's like anal. I know that. Like super clean.
Yeah.
Super like type A.
Right.
Okay. Wait, so tell me more about this Rachel. What is she like?
She's super hot and super awesome.
Of course.
No, I don't, honestly, like you don't remind me of a single character.
Perfect.
But I had to give you.
Perfect. Okay. Great.
No, I didn't mean to say that right after I called her super hot. Awesome.
Yeah, you're like, you're nothing like her, but I had to assign you to one. I'm like,
no, the thing is that she's also kind of like, you're a lot smarter. You're smarter than Rachel. Not that she's dumb, but Rachel's like...
I feel like you called me ugly. I just don't really know what just happened. Don't fuck around with me, Kathleen. I will get 70 more units of Botox tomorrow.
First of all...
Guys, I didn't say it in this last episode, but I did mention it on Patreon. Guys, I got more Botox and I got a little bit more lip filler. So if you see me unable to do certain facial expressions, that's why.
You're acting like if you...
Oh, no. I feel like it's weird.
Bro, do you remember that interview from a million years ago where Heidi from the Hills like came out after doing her whole face and the whole world thought that she looked like a whole... Like a crazy... Do you remember that?
No.
Like her first interview after like getting her whole face done. And it was like an interview of the century. We'll put a picture here. You're acting like you did that to your face.
No, guys, it just really is like an intense feeling to feel like you can't make facial expressions, because when I got it on my crow's feet, that didn't affect my facial expressions at all. But I got it here in between my eyebrows and a little bit around my... I didn't get it like here on my forehead. Bitch, I honestly don't know that I'm gonna get it again, because like I can't feel my fucking face. And the screenshot that I sent you, where I literally was like making a weird face, but my face was not working with me.
You know that when you were making the face on Patreon, while you were making the face, I'm like, man, she was reminding me of somebody. She looks like somebody, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Show me, show me, show me, show me.
Okay.
Okay, this one goes down a little bit more.
I said, this morning when I tried to do, because I've been taking progress photos of me angry so I could see it, and then I couldn't do it this morning. I said, oh my god, one is, and I know one is more lopsided. I get it. I know I see it too.
And then it hit me, Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Zoolander. Have...
Oh my god,
all the comments were calling me Zoolander. I was like, fuck
no. Like, you know how Millie Bobby Brown, when she, like, man, she gets Botox.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But she's like 5 years old. I don't understand.
Yeah, but you know, some people age faster than other people. So they just feel like they need it.
Sure.
You know?
But like when she does like the thing, whatever. But I'm telling you that you look good. Like it doesn't look botched. Not even a little bit.
Thank you.
Look good.
I just don't look at my phone too closely when I'm feeling very expressive because it gets really embarrassing.
That is my thing. I am such an expressive person that I think that not being able to move my muscles or feel my face is going to trip me out really
bad. No, bro. I was filming with Lily the other day and then we were talking about Botox. We didn't put any of this in the episode. But she looked at me and she goes, oh, shit. Yeah, I can move my face a little too much. Like, I got to go back. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, for me, I'm like, ah, I can't feel my face. I told my mom, like, joking because it's my mom's birthday when we're filming this. And Parkaway Travel. Happy birthday, Cancer Queens. And all other Cancer Queens whose birthday is July 14th. We love you.
Yeah.
But that being said, I told my mom joking because we were going to the day spa and the day spa is right next to my injection place. So I told her and I was like, girl, let me know. You want a quick Botox? She's like, if you ever, like, if I put that in my, she would lose her mind. Like being paralyzed.
I know.
She would not be well.
I swear that's me.
She can't even wear extensions in her head. Like, she's so, like, sensitive to all of that shit.
Me too. Like, the fact that you have, like, sewing extensions is crazy to me. I swear that that would happen to me. That's why, like, that was my first question when I asked Sam, like, doing the Botox, is if I was gonna feel like paralyzed or weird. She's like, no, you don't feel it there, which I didn't. But the thought of doing Botox on my forehead, guys, when I have, like, a big, well, big for me, a tattoo on my back, like, this big. And so I got numbing cream for that tattoo. I almost had a panic attack on the table from the numbing cream. Not even from getting the tattoo.
That's
from
strange. The numbing cream. I will say, like, what, you're scared of being numb?
No, it was the fact that I couldn't feel, like, oh my god, like not being able to feel it was tripping me out so bad.
Oh girl,
I had to take like a freaking Xanax.
Out. Because like for me, I have to, if I don't want to get this again, wait 3 months for it to wear off.
Yeah, I mean, it'll wear off quickly. It's
3 months is crazy to feel like numb.
Bro, you literally fart and 3 months pass by.
I will say, like, when my face is resting, I feel like it looks so slay. Like, I'm just like, wow.
No,
like,
it looks so slay.
Botox, 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 you know, filler, everything. I feel very juicy.
No, it looks good. It looks good.
I feel good, but like when I try to make an angry experience, I just can't be angry. I just gotta be happy. I guess that's my only option.
No douching anybody. Douche.
Well, I could douche them, but I've got to do it with a smile. I will say, I mentioned all of this in the Patreon episode, and I just want to like reiterate that like I only do this really because I'm on camera and have to stare at my face 24/7. And if anybody
you
wants
don't
to
have
do
to
it,
give a disclaimer for the love of God.
I know, but I just don't want people to feel like they need to get cosmetic surgery to feel better about themselves. Like, granted, did cosmetic surgery mean? Well, it's not even cosmetic surgery. How dramatic. It's like fucking injections. Yeah, I mean, like alterations. Did it make me feel better about myself? It did. But like, I always just like don't want people to feel like they need that because it's like you don't. Like, it just, I look at myself all the time, guys. I have to wear makeup all the time and look at myself with makeup on camera. I just, it's not good for your brain. I feel like I'm cooking myself.
Just throw away all your mirrors, guys. Just throw away all the mirrors and you'll be fine.
That's a thing. People do that, you know, for like therapy and stuff.
I mean, I feel like once I hit 65, I'm going
to
do it.
Good luck trying to throw Leo's mirror away. I'm always like... Every time I pass, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, but when you get so old, are you still going to feel that way? Like,
I don't know. Like, am I going to just adjust with the times? Like, I'm just going to feel myself like, oh, now I'm older, but I look good for this age? Or am I going to be freaking out wishing I was still 20? Because I don't wish I was 20 now. I love my face now. Bro, I have pictures of my mid-20s where I like way more how I look now than I did. We were just covering that in the Patreon episode. My banana hair? I was in my early 20s.
I think it's just because, like, for a while there, we didn't really know what worked for us. You know, aesthetically.
That's what I fucking love about your 30s. Oh my God, 30s are so sexy. Flirty 30, thriving for real. Like, I just feel
like... It really is. It really is.
You come into your own, you know what you like, and you want what you like, and you're not afraid to ask for it. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm all loose here by myself, and you're fucking stiff as a rock. I hate it.
I know. What the fuck? I'm like, we could pretend this is a Budweiser.
Oh, by the way, all your Perriers that were left over are still here because that is the most disgusting drink. You make fun of my White Claws, the audacity. That is literally worse than LaCroix.
It literally is a White Claw. Imagine a Perrier with alcohol. It. That's what a fucking White Claw is.
White Claw has flavor and substance. Well, not substance, but
flavor.
Perrier doesn't even have enough bubbles to slay.
Perrier has the most bubbles to slay, bitch. You're talking about like if it's San Pellegrino over here. This ain't no San Pellegrino.
I will say the flavored Perrier slays. The strawberry one, I do like that one. I drink it all the time.
I hate the flavored Perriers.
Oh, God forbid there was an ounce of delicious flavor in that bottle. that would go against everything you believe in.
Okay, so when it comes to water, you do like flavor. But when it comes to alcohol, you like piss water. Okay. What you're saying.
White Claw is flavorful.
When you're comparing it to Perrier, yeah.
No, White Claw is flavorful, period.
When you're comparing it to other seltzers, I feel it's in the
White
bottom.
Claw, oh my God. In the episode, I was drinking a Blackberry White Claw, and then Kathleen goes, this is a Patreon episode, and she goes, are you drinking grape White Claw? And I'm like, ew, no, you stupid bitch. There's no White Claw that's grape. All the comments are like, you stupid bitch. There is a White Claw grape. I was like, I am sick and tired of being proven wrong. I'm sick and tired of it. Luis sent me a picture of one. I go, you photoshopped that. He's like, it's from their website, you dumbass.
Like, no. Before we go any further, we want to thank our first sponsor, and that's Boll & Branch.
I got so sick of having to replace specifically my kids' sheets all the time. I felt like they weren't durable enough. They would start like pilling up. They were cheap sheets, I will admit. But oh my God, when I upgraded to Boll & Branch sheets, I noticed such a difference in quality in general. I kind of felt bad. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I used to put that polyester on my kids' bed. I felt so bad.
Honestly, I love my Boll & Branch sheets. I have their signature organic cotton sheets, and they are so incredibly soft. And those specific cotton sheets, my mom has been raving about for years. So when I saw that Boll & Branch like offered it, I placed my order. Guys, they are the softest, most incredible cotton sheets ever, because they're not always made the same. Okay.
No, you can have
some cotton that it's a little bit more stiff than others. These from Boll & Branch are truly incredible. I also really love their waffle blanket. I have their waffle blanket like on my bed as like decor, but it's so soft and cozy.
And they don't just have signature organic cotton sheets. They also have things like plush pillows, breathable blankets, and temperature regulating comforters, which I really need because for some reason I'm starting to get sweaty. But really overall, switching to Boll & Branch has been such an upgrade. I was really concerned with the cotton thing because my brother is really obsessed with anti-polyester movement. You know what I mean? So he's tried a lot of cotton sheets and I've felt them and I was like, this is scratchy. Like, I don't know if I like this. Oh my God, these are not at all. Super, super soft.
And you could really feel the difference when you fall asleep in like super comfy, cozy sheets. I feel like I sleep better. I don't know. I can't explain it, but my sheets are very, very important to me.
Yeah. And honestly, we spend so much of our time sleeping. And I feel like before I was going so cheap on the sheets because it just felt like a better deal at the time. But then I noticed the wear and tear would make me buy sheets more often. So all in all, Boll & Branch really is a much better deal.
So yeah, you guys can also upgrade your sleep with Boll & Branch. You can get 15% off your first order plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com/jkpod with code jkpod.
That's bollandbranch, b-o-l-l-a-n-d branch.com/jkpod, code jkpod, to unlock 15% off. Exclusions apply. And thank you so much to Boll & Branch for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Not him sending you a grape white.
Literally.
Oh my God.
I feel like people are just waiting for me to fail. I don't like it.
I'm gonna when we do our gift exchange at the end of the year, I'm gonna give you a clock that has broken twice a day. I'm going to give you a grape White Claw.
Damn, you shouldn't have told me that. That would have been a good secret to keep. That's a really good one. To be fair, I am a White Claw enthusiast. I didn't know that there was grape. What other flavors am I missing? Please leave them down below. I know about like passion fruit, lemon.
Well, probably in the variety pack that grape is in.
No, 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 bro, there's no variety. You know what? I don't even want to say that, but I'm pretty sure there's no variety pack with grape. I love the variety packs because I'm a variety pack girl.
Well, you obviously don't get a variety of the variety packs because you would have known about the grape.
Maybe it's a Georgia thing.
Oh, maybe. Oh my God. Sorry. I know that if you guys obviously don't follow us on Patreon, this is stupid and annoying. And I don't mean to like, you know, rub it in about Patreon or anything, but bro,
so many fun things happen over there. Come on. We're just, you know, trying to spread the love.
But in our Marie Antoinette video, so many people were like, wow, Kathleen is diabolical for saying that Tiva is blonde. Is he not?
Oh my God. First of all, that just pissed me off so bad. So we played the heads up game we told you guys about. And we were supposed to be internet celebrity people. And she chose the fucking guy that Kat Von D's having beef with. Like, I literally was like, you chose the guy who Kat Von D burned his childhood house down? How does that make sense? How was I gonna guess that?
Bro, because Jesse guessed her first person in like 5 seconds. It was Logan Paul.
No, no.
Okay.
I'm so like, she guessed it really, really easily. And she's like, I don't know. I'm not sure because you know nothing about him because he's not famous on the internet. That pissed me off so fucking bad. Tiva's blonde. I would say he's blonde.
Oh my God. All the comments were like, Kathleen, he's not blonde.
Dirty blonde. Dirty blonde. There's different shades of
blonde.
Yeah, come
on. He's so blonde. He's a dirty, dirty blonde. Come on.
Okay, we got to stop talking about Patreon because I feel like it's so mean. We do have a segment, a fun little segment that we were, speaking of Patreon, we were going to save for it. But so many people in general have wanted to see this. So we're thinking we're going to make this like a bit of a series. If it goes well, there's unfortunately, not a shortage of AI things that we can react to. So we could also do extras for our Patreon.
So we are doing the first episode here on our regular channel for everybody. And then if you guys like it, we will continue the series over there on Patreon.
Exactly. Now, you did say that you had two things to share for this episode. Would you care to share them with the class?
Oh, no. They're more so things that I wanted to share with you.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm the class. So share. Go ahead. I also have something to share with you. I think you'll like it.
Well, it wasn't exciting. Like the way that, why did you say that? I was just going to casually bring up these like in conversation.
You literally told me I have two things to share. I thought that.
Well, no, I just had two things on my notes. See, here I said,
okay, I have something to share. You want me to share it first so you don't feel shy?
Yeah, you go first.
Oh my god, man. Yeah. Yours must be really lame.
It is.
Okay, guys, I am the type of person that loves to pop pimples and take people's earwax out. Okay, that is something fun about me. Fun fact about me. And that's all I wanted to share. No, I'm just kidding.
You like...
Now you know I'm disgusting. No, okay, so...
I do like a good pimple. I don't know about earwax.
Oh, bro. Girl. I don't know. Anything that feels satisfying, except boogers. Anything else that feels satisfying to remove, I must remove it. Like, if I see something...
Hold on.
What?
I don't think I could do pimples. Pimple, like, pus and shit, I can't do. But I do... You know what I do really love? A good blackhead.
Girl.
A blackhead extraction.
I want a nasty, borderline infected pimple.
No, blackhead. Yeah,
I want it to go, and I want it to be like, not to like squirt on me because I'm not into that, but I am into the intense release of it all. It brings me immense satisfaction.
Well, have you seen that video of the girl of like, it's like a viral video from like years ago where she's like pushing down on the blackhead and like a long.
Oh, I've seen
snake.
All of them. Seen all of them.
Yeah.
I literally, crazy. I love it. I used to fall asleep to Dr. Pimple Popper videos, although I don't really love a lipoma removal. Like, I don't like surgery or anything like that. I just want to see the big release. That does give me something. I don't know what my disorder is. I will say I'm also a skin picker. Like, I don't have the dermatillomania thing. Like, I'm not like making myself like clawing at myself necessarily or like compulsively. But yes, I also am because I have like a tremendo scab right here on my cheek because I did pick really, 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 really bad. But like, I don't know. I'm not like obsessive about it on myself. I feel like watching videos and stuff of it will like take away my urge. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really want to do
okay.
it. Nassim, of course, I married that. Someone who doesn't let me pop his big ass back pimples. So that's
really,
really
he doesn't?
Oh yeah, he won't. He will not let me pop his pimple.
Does it
not
hurt?
A blackhead, not anything. Yeah, he's like
not
a baby.
A blackhead. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I know. And it could be like this. It could be staring me in the fucking eye and he won't let me do it.
Oh no.
And I try to respect his boundaries because it's his body, but it makes me very upset inside.
You should just prouts on him.
My mom's the same way though. My mom will go to anybody and start like picking their back and wanting to see like what
no
you got,
yeah
what you
if,
got,
I
what
mean
got.
I'm not gonna lie, I do love a good blackhead like extraction, but like if it's a wet pimple, I'm not, I can't do anything wet.
If you see a yellow pussy pimple on somebody,
no, fuck it, pussy, get it away from me, bro. I do not want to pop this.
You don't want to see them pop it.
No.
At least
no. I do not.
That's crazy. Oh my god, it's making me anxious because I want to see it so bad. Anyway,
oh,
all of that
my god.
To say,
I do love seeing like, and like even like whiteheads, like I like seeing the little hole left behind on the skin. It's really
I know
satisfying.
I'm sounding like I like to like ingest it, I feel like is what I'm sounding like, because I'm just like
eating it.
Yeah, but that's not the case. I don't care to eat pus. I just genuinely love
there's
to see
there's people commenting right now like, guys, I'm eating food right now, please stop.
Oh my god, enjoy queen, bon appetit. But what I will say, all of this is for a reason. So I do a lot of earwax removal. I'm the ear doctor of my family. Okay. So I have ear cameras. I have like professional, like little, yeah, I have a bunch of different tools. Anyway, sometimes at my barbecues, I'll be like, all right, everybody's getting a sweep. You know what I mean? I want to see everybody's ears. So I go to my mom's. My mom is the most sensitive person. She's literally like, oh, I haven't even gotten her ear yet. So I didn't even want to do it. She asked me, she was like, there's something in my ear. Like, can you just check? I was like, I don't like to check your ears because you're literally like such a baby about it. That is not fun for me. Anyway, I go, I check. There's a boulder in there. It literally was covering her entire ear canal. I said, oh my God, we got to get this out. So she braved down. I got it, bitch. I shit you not. It was like a rock.
No,
I'm not
way.
Saying like a rock. I'm not saying like a rock. It was a rock. And I think that she, when we went on our slip and slide, got gravel.
No, wait, no, wait.
Ear.
It was like an actual
bitch.
Rock. Wait.
It was a fucking rock. I'm not joking. I'm not saying like it was a rock. Like
I thought
a
like
rock.
The wax
no.
had like built up to make it a hard ass rock.
We took a knife to it and it didn't cut. It was
a rock. You pulled out a fucking rock out of her ear?
Joe took it home in his pocket. And a rolled up bounty to inspect it later with a flashlight.
No, dude, that had to have been from her rolling down the slip and slide. It had to have been.
I just thought that was so funny. I genuinely, me and my mom were like almost pissing ourselves laughing. And then Joe putting it in his pocket, she goes, ay, este se va a olvidar de fucking papel, and then I'm gonna wash it in the fucking washer and my earwax rock is gonna be in my clothes.
Oh my God, well, if she does that and if it still survives, wow.
It's a rock. I'm telling you, bro, I didn't even know how she didn't feel like more uncomfortable. Like, it was ginormous. I've gotten some crazy things out of people's ears. At first, I thought it was a cucaracha.
How
like,
did
I thought
she,
it was a cockroach.
What did she feel? What was she feeling like?
You know what's crazy? It wasn't even on the ear that she was feeling something. The other ear was like irritated. She had what almost looked like eczema, not necessarily an infection. I know how to diagnose an infection on site as well. Oh, my God. Please remind me when you come in August to check your ears. I really want
please,
to see inside.
Check my ears, please.
If you really want to tune into our Patreon, because I could film it. I could screen record my phone while I'm in your ear.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think is in there? Do you use Q-tips? Usually people who use Q-tips have cleaner ears. I know they say you're not supposed to use that. You know what? I'm so sick
I
of that
I use
narrative.
My Q-tips like a good like once a month. I clean my ears with my Q-tips.
Bitch, your fucking ears gotta be disgusting.
Yeah, I do like once a month. I get a good
Do you ever get like itchy? Like do your headphones get a lot of wax on them?
There's like a little film on there. Yeah, there's a little film.
You might just be one of those people that doesn't produce a lot of wax. But I will tell you, Joe is obsessed with Q-tips. He literally has the most pristine ears I've ever seen. There's not any wax, which isn't good either. It's not good to have like no wax in your ears.
I mean, I clean them, but like not that often.
Bro, but I'm so sick of fucking Q-tips pretending like they say on the packaging, like don't use this for your ears. You know what I mean? It's not meant for ears. They literally say that. They're like, oh, you can clean up your makeup. You can clean your keyboard with it. I'm like, or I can put it in my fucking ear because that's what you made it for. Allegedly, in my opinion, of course.
What do you think? We're gonna get sued by the Q-tip people?
Bitch, I'm not trying to get fucking sued by probably Johnson & Johnson or some shit. I'm not really interested
No, I'm cool with them. We cool. Me and Johnson & Johnson, we cool.
Really? Didn't they get
people
canceled?
They took me to the Olympics.
Oh.
I mean, it's true, but obviously we're not actually cool. Or was it Procter & Gamble? Who are the people who own Tide?
Two different brands. I think Procter & Gamble owns Tide. I'm almost positive.
And Venus, the Venus Razor. Venus is who took me to the Olympics.
Who owns
Venus Razors?
Procter & Gamble, you dumbass.
That's what I
said. You and Johnson & Johnson are not cool, which thank God, because like Johnson & Johnson's a problematic brand.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't want to say any of the allegations. There's documentaries and whatnot. God bless.
Oh, anyway. Wow. I need to look into that.
Okay, anyway, shall we get into our segment?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I was going to tell you. Oh, my God, the two random ass things I want to tell you.
I'm so excited.
One.
Please.
Okay, when I go to your... This is so stupid. I hate that we prefaced this, but one, I'm going to... When I go to your house in August... Okay, I need to retry chicken salad chick. Let me explain. So apparently I didn't get the right things. Apparently I didn't get the grape salad. The grape salad is a huge deal. Have you tried it? Not the grapes. The grape salad. It's different.
Yes, I know grapes and grape salad are different. The grape salad has like fucking sour cream and mayonnaise and shit.
Okay, well, apparently it's really good.
Yeah. Who said that? Was it a white person?
Everybody on the internet.
Was it a person in my town? Because then I could believe that they told you that.
No,
I'm not gonna lie. My
on.
Little like Maui croissant witch situation where it was like...
Fire?
The...
Good?
Yeah, it was like very like giving sweet and spicy. I thought that was good. Again, it needs the fixins. I'm sorry, chicken salad chick needs the help. It doesn't
okay, well,
have
I'm gonna try,
just like rock
I'm gonna
and
try,
roll flavor.
I'm gonna try that grape salad and there's like a couple other things that I wrote down that I'm gonna try. Okay, I'm gonna try that.
Can you stay maybe for more than 2 seconds this time? That would actually make me really happy.
No, I think I'm gonna stay for the exact same amount of days. I'm going with my mom and Giovanni again. Did you know that?
Yeah, they love it here. They would have stayed another day for sure.
They love it there.
At least one more day. Why do you hate me and everything that
I'm not
gonna
lie, Jesse? If what happened to me last time coming back happens to me again, I will never go back to Georgia. For as long as I live.
That's on American Airlines, mama. That has nothing to do with me.
Oh my God, guys, my flight was at 4 p.m. You know what time we took off? 11 p.m. 11.
What did I do? Was I flying the plane? Why would you not
oh
come back
God,
to Georgia?
Oh my God, I was losing my mind.
Insane.
I was losing my mind at the airport. I cannot get over it. It was a horrible...
Can you do me a... I'm begging you. And I'm actually going to beg you. And I need you to listen to me. Please, when you are flying to Georgia, especially Hartsfield-Jackson Airport...
No, yeah, I'm going Delta.
Delta.
I am. Okay. I am. I'm going to do Delta.
This is the hub. We are never delayed. They have so many fucking planes. If one plane is late, they got like 25 planes in the back. Please, for the love of fucking
exactly.
God.
Exactly. The thing is that in Miami, the American Airlines, it's the hub, like in Miami.
Yeah. Well,
so American Airlines makes...
Delta.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna fucking fly Delta on the way over there because I cannot. I was losing my mind.
Well,
in
what
that
does
airport.
It have to do with you hating my home?
No, I love your home. I'm just saying, like, I'll probably go for like 4 days again.
You didn't go for a full 4 days.
Yes, we did.
You got there late as fuck at night. The next day was a concert. Then we had the next day, and then you left like the next
okay,
day.
No, I will do like Thursday to Sunday instead of Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm begging here. Like, this is fucked up. Like, I feel like really inadequate, but like, we could have so much more fun.
No, we can, and we're going to put the slide back, obviously.
No, by that time, I'm gonna do it. Well, first of all, that shit back. It's still there. I have to show a picture. No, it's crazy.
Jesse, you gotta take the slide down. You're gonna take it off and your fucking grass under is gonna be cooked.
No, the wind is always blowing it in one direction. I'm gonna show you a picture of it. So one of them, the one that was used to catch people, is completely wrapped in the trees in the back. Okay, that's number one.
Oh my God.
The second one is still staked to the ground, but all completely contorted and rolled.
I literally can't with you guys. I can't.
I know. Me and Nassim are, you know.
I have a question.
Very type B. What?
I have a question. What? Have you set my brushes?
I knew you were going to ask that. I will say. Here's the thing about your makeup brushes.
How much do you want to bet I'm going to grab them when I get there in August?
No. Shut the fuck up. No. Actually,
okay,
no.
You want to bet?
Because I was going to have Nassim take my Nuuly. And when he took my Nuuly, he was going to send your makeup brushes. However, I haven't gotten my Nuuly together yet. It's like all scattered. I have like one sweater over here. So as soon as he sends my Nuuly, which has to be within the next week contractually or else I'm charged, then your makeup brushes are going to be well on their way, mama.
Okay. We'll see. Come on.
Before we go any further, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Fodzyme.
Guys, I love Fodzyme. A sensitive stomach girly like me, truly. I don't know how I was living before Fodzyme, Jesse.
Yeah, if you're someone that finds yourself going out to eat and feeling really stressed about that experience because you know that you can't enjoy the foods that you love without worrying about how you're going to feel afterward, give Fodzyme a try because with them, you can enjoy your favorite foods without the pain.
I don't know if I ever told you about the day that I went to Chili's to get like the really greasy, delicious mozzarella sticks. I shouldn't say, yeah, no, Fodzyme is life-changing for those damn greasy mozzarella sticks.
Let me tell you something. I had those mozzarella sticks 2 days ago without Fodzyme, and a big mistake. And if you don't know, Fodzyme is a tasteless powder that you sprinkle right onto your food, and it truly is tasteless. I am very, very picky about supplements going on my food because I want it to taste just as delicious as it did before I sprinkled it on there. But let me tell you, you truly cannot taste it, and it helps break down FODMAPs, which are the hard-to-digest components in food that can cause bloating, gas, and pain before they cause that discomfort.
Yeah, you basically think of it as like Lactaid, but for garlic, onions, wheat, beans, cheese, and all of those common foods with FODMAPs.
The packets are super portable. You can toss them in your purse. You can even put them in your pocket and take them with you literally anywhere. And one of my favorite things that sets Fodzyme apart is that every customer gets access to a free product consultation with a registered dietitian. This is not like an AI chatbot. It's like a real person. And they can walk you through how to use Fodzyme with your specific trigger foods and help you build a plan that works for your life.
So yeah, we're always so excited to partner with Fodzyme, and they're currently offering you 30% off your first order when you go to icaneatagain.com/jkpod.
That's icaneatagain.com/jkpod for 30% off your first order. Finally, you can enjoy your favorite foods without the pain. Just go to icaneatagain.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Fodzyme for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Or alternatively, I do have another option for you. I'm flying to Florida in a few days. I could bring them and give them to Joey. You want to do your Uber carrier thing again?
Actually, yeah, why not? I'll pick them up
from
Joey's.
I'm joking. Didn't that go horribly wrong?
Oh. Horrible.
You never explained that, actually.
Oh my God, no. When I was picking up, when we bought our shirts at the Sex Cult house, I left it at Joey's house and I Ubered from Joey's house. But Joey lives in downtown in a very crowded area. So the Uber driver to pick up the damn shirt from Joey, he had Joey go on a crazy fucking goose chase.
Well, didn't like two of them cancel even before that?
Yeah,
like,
no,
I feel it was like he said people were on their way and then they were like, never mind.
No, horrible. No, at one point, I even have the text messages. At one point, he gets in front of the building, okay, and he sends me a picture and I'm like, where are you? That's literally not the location that I sent you. When I said, where are you? He goes, you tell me. I'm like, what? No, you tell me. Where the fuck are you?
That's like our limo. Like, no. Why don't we attract the worst people who just don't want to help us? Like, we're just like, please.
Oh my God. Guys, I posted pictures of the concert on Instagram.
Oh,
all
bitch.
The comments.
Curses upon what? You. Curses upon you.
You look so good.
Let me do a little scroll-a-rooney, you ruthless whore.
Jesse is such a bitch. She texts me and she's like, wow, this blurry ass fuck ass ugly ass picture.
You knew that my Nefertiti had it completely kicked in, and for you to
I didn't even know Nefertiti was an issue before. Anyway, so you look great in those pictures.
I'm pissed. I don't know what else to say. I'm pissed. I'm
I had to
on.
Post
I need
our
to pull
limo
up this
photos.
Little carousel.
I needed to post our limo photos.
The limo isn't even
commenting?
The worst. I have a bigger bone to
that's
pick
the one you sent
you
me. That's the one you screenshot
ones.
Me.
I know, because that's blurry. And I was like, what the fuck, Kathleen? This isn't even a good picture. But I have more bones to pick.
Bro, the comments, guys, the comments, people were looking for the P cup bandit. And I said, guys, come on, stop it. What if she reads these comments?
Guys,
bro.
No, she does have Instagram and like she probably has seen it. And like she's such a nice woman. She just
I know,
got
she really is.
Wasted and pissed in a limo. I mean,
and almost got punched in the face by Jesse.
And all along with other people. Okay. So
look how beautiful our cover is. Us, my cover's us.
First one's okay. I don't love it, but it's okay, and I will be okay with it. Okay, moving on. This one's okay. I printed that out actually and put it on my fridge because I got this little Polaroid printer. It's so cute. These, I don't love this one on the top.
You look my so titty, cute.
My
oh, tit, I didn't even look at you your titty. See, God bless.
Yeah. You see how it's kind of just like flopping. And I feel like I look a little bit like not like full Nefertiti vibes. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. That looks pretty Nefertiti'd.
Now, the kiss face, had it just been the one on the bottom, I would have said, slay. Great.
This, oh my God. Wonderful. You look great on the top.
I don't love the one on the top. Anyway, moving forward, the limo pictures are really bad. Like, just in general, lighting is bad. It's blurry. It's the limo.
We had to show pictures in the limo. It's iconic.
I'm so dead. Also, I'm reading Abby's comment. It says, for the official record, I peed exclusively in toilets on this day. She's like, wasn't me. She was at my house when she did that. She's like, I gotta let them know it wasn't me. Everybody's searching for the bandit. I gotta tell them. I'm like, Abby, to be fair, if it was you, I would have said it was you. God bless.
No, truly.
I would have literally been like, Abby pissed in the limo and held it. I don't love this photo. I feel like it's one of those photos that you looked at and you were like, wow, I look cute in it. So you posted it.
What the fuck? Like, okay, I looked at this photo and be like, Jesse doesn't look...
Do I have body dysmorphia? Tell me.
I think so.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. I accept
that. I just see a very pretty girl smiling. Like, I understand if you're like, you're squinting, one eye is closed.
Okay,
like,
what the fuck is this picture of Joey? No, curses onto you. Why would you post that about
what
my
do you
brother?
Mean? He posed for that. He was like,
Kaveen. People could pose for a picture, but if you look at it after the fact, he needs to be able to tell, like, hey, he wouldn't want that fucking up. He looks like he's demon possessed.
First of all, his face, like, Billie Eilish would make that face for a cover of an album.
Okay, this isn't a fucking album cover, bitch. Now you got beef with my family, because I know you looked at this and you said, damn, chin on point, skin on point. Didn't even think about my poor brother in the back.
First of all, Joey, when I took that picture and I showed
it to him,
he said he didn't even think about khaki shorts
and his dumpy.
He said,
didn't even think about the guy with the bald spot. I mean, you just didn't think about anybody. And I mean, honestly, it's negligent.
No, first of all, there's so many good aspects of this photo. Watch, zoom back out. Like, those shoes are so Hillary Duff right there.
Yeah, somebody took off their shoes and we're being about that sucia.
Yeah, her right there. With the jeans.
You literally, I'm telling you, you didn't notice any of these aspects. You literally looked at it and said,
when I took that photo, I showed Joey, and even Joey said, wow, Kathleen, you look so cute in this picture. I love it. I feel like we look so cool. Me and Joey look so cool in that picture. We slay that picture. Giving Billie Eilish vibes.
Oh my God, this comment is so funny though. Somebody said, without the context of the JK podcast, I'd look at this post and think, wow, they all had such a fun day and time.
But we did though. That's the great thing. We only didn't have fun in the limo. And even then, it was fun.
We only didn't have fun on the way, 25% of the way through the concert and on the way back. But overall, it was a great time.
No, that's
the craziest part. And we try to explain this time and time again, but even the worst time is still a good time.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
I feel like so many people, if they were like hanging with us, we could all have the worst time, but we'd have so much fun complaining about it. And just be so fun.
Honestly, it really is.
You know what it is that I found a piece of gravel in my mom's ear and I said, I can't wait to tell everybody about this. Like, no. We just make lemons out of lemonade. Or
honestly, I'm not going to lie. If that doesn't show you the intensity of that slide, like, it gave you a UTI. It gave you mama rock infection. My God.
Boy, it sure did. I really think it did give me a UTI. Next time I see grass up my cooter, I'm just going to start popping Azos. You know what I'm talking about? Bro, beware of fucking Azo. That shit literally, like, dyed my toilet.
Oh my God, yeah, those little red pills, right? Is that what that is?
Bro, yeah, like, it makes your pee highlighter, which I've experienced before. I have not experienced not being able to get it off unless I brush my fucking shit with bleach.
Oh,
like,
my
what
God,
the fuck?
Really?
I flushed and it was all still yellow and I was like, oh no, what the fuck is happening?
Well, you know, it's working, it's that medicine.
Yeah, something's happening. Anyway, shall we get into our Is It AI segment?
Yes, we had Paola. Shout out Paola, the best person ever.
Paola, we adore you. Shout out to Paola, our shorts editor. So if you've ever watched a JK podcast, or Do We Know Them, she does shorts for Do We Know Them now too.
She's the best.
She really is. If you've ever watched one of our shorts or something, and like the way that they're so funny and edited and stuff, that's all Paola. So we asked her, we're like, girl, would you be willing to put together some sort of like slideshow or like just something that me and Kathleen can react to together, where we have to figure out if the picture that we're looking at is AI or not, and then we'll find out if it is. So we haven't looked at this. Like, she sent this to us days ago. We have not peeked. I didn't cheat. I don't know if you did.
I didn't look at it at all.
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
I didn't even click on her link, whatever she sent.
Okay, are you ready? So the first slide says, click to play videos to avoid spoilers. First 8 slides are black to avoid spoilers. Oh my God, she's so smart. She like put the amount of slides on the left where we can't like peek and see ahead of time.
Wow, Paola's just like, Wow.
She really is. And she put Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games. Okay, are we ready? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Is oh my God, look how cute.
Oh my God, I fucking love her so bad. Is it AI? Bro. The game.
Oh my God, okay. She's so freaking cute.
Oh, I didn't know this was going to be video.
She has them by levels. Pictures.
I'm so scared. Level, oh my God. Wow.
Uh-oh, this is level easy.
I didn't know that there was going to be videos. Why did I think it was going to be just pictures? That's stupid. Of course it's going to be videos. Oh no, I struggle with videos.
I also thought it was just going to be pictures.
I will say, I want to give this disclaimer beforehand. I have been told my entire life that seeing is believing. And I feel like AI has really just like, now everyone's like, don't believe it just because you see it. And I'm like, but I know. It's right there. You with the fucking, that pug that was ice skating.
No, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw it.
I mean, some things you do have to look at and be like, okay.
I didn't believe the pug because he threw himself and he body slammed across the ice. I believe the wiener dog.
Wiener dogs have notoriously bad hips. That makes no sense. Anyway, let's start with this first one. I'm nervous. I don't want to look stupid. Too late, I guess. Oh no, it's an ice skating couple. Hold on. I'm scared. She fucking flipped like 50 times.
Okay, but it looks real. Like, I know it's not.
No, it looked absolutely flawless. I'm like 10. You know what I mean? Like, that looks really good. I'm going to have to say AI.
I'm going to say it. It's hard.
fucking hilarious. This is my favorite thing since, is it a donkey or a hippo, to be honest? Oh, the next one says, yes, it is. Wow.
We did it. My mom would have been like, real. Eso verdad.
Oh, I think I've seen this one. Okay, here we go. So it has music, but it's a bunch of raccoons jumping on a trampoline. What do you think, Kathleen?
That's AI.
Really? But one thing I could say about AI is like, that looked like a bunch of raccoons jumping on a trampoline. That's crazy.
Yeah, but like, they don't jump like that.
By the way, guys, the reason we're covering this, if you new here, by the way, is not because we like super support AI or something. It's because we fall for AI every 5 seconds because
honestly,
we're
boomers, most notorious, bro, when we fell for those fucking AI Grinch videos, like I can't believe that we.
Kathleen showed me these ginormous inflatable Grinches, and I said, "Oh my God, that could literally tumble that whole house down." So
my lens camera smiles is Christmas themed. Have you seen everybody's like big giant Grinch salvavida things in the front of the house?
No.
Like they're Grinch inflatables, you know, like those big inflatables.
Like in general, like I've seen somebody have one, but I haven't seen like a
yeah,
a
but this is like a compilation of like funny Grinch ones. And I thought it was funny. Oh, but the song. I don't think we could put the song.
Oh yeah, we can't put the song.
Oh, that's not as funny.
Damn. He's cheeked up. Oh my God. Can you even, is that legal? What
no,
the
like,
fuck?
What is that? There's one that's about to watch. The one after this is insane. Jesus what the
Christ.
Fuck
is?
How?
I feel like all of these are like hazards. Like, why the fuck? Oh my God. That's like putting weight on their house. What the fuck?
No, he's about to crutch it.
Oh my gosh. They keep getting bigger
Bro,
every frame.
Look how big that is.
No, that's insane.
Oh my God, the feet.
Oh my God,
the
does he have a wiener?
Like the feet.
What is that? Oh. Oh why God. Is he touching his wiener?
What the hell?
That's disturbing.
What? They're insane.
They're covering like the sidewalk, like... dude. Like, if somebody with a wheelchair needs to use the sidewalk, like, look at this. Oh, it is a hazard. I knew I wasn't just being a little bitch. That one's ugly.
Oh my God, no, it's definitely a hazard. Oh my wow. God, the lights on the house are gorgeous. Wow.
So festive. I love it. And it wasn't until, mind you, I edited it. I put the videos on the screen. Kathleen watched it. No, we didn't even have an inkling that was AI until everybody was like, are you guys fucking joking? So that's why we're doing this, okay? Not
that's
that we're like,
started.
AI is super slay.
No, fuck AI. It's literally ruining everything.
This one is
Yay!
AI. You're right.
I figured.
You're right. We got it.
Those jumps.
Oh. This fucking whore. This bitch. What is this?
This PETA.
PETA. PETA. PETA. PETA.
Paola, you're fired. You're fired?
That's
the
iconic.
PTSD.
That is real.
Put, no, it is not. I'm so dead. Because Paola speaks primarily Spanish. So she put, no, it's not. I love that. I love that. Instead of, it's not. I love that, Paola. I love you so much.
Oh,
I love you,
her.
But you're also completely fine. Because that literally, bro, it is actually crazy. The visceral reaction that happens in my body when I see myself
oh
on the screen
my
like
God.
That. I literally was like
okay, but
hot.
You sound just like her. And it was an iconic vibe.
I don't even think so.
Yeah.
I don't even think so.
I remember.
I disagree.
I remember.
Anyway.
Iconic.
Moving on.
Yeah, unless you were there, guys, you just don't know.
Oh, this was Lily's We Love the Internet. Oh my God, if it's AI,
really?
That'll be so funny.
No, that's real. That's real.
Wait, but the duck doesn't have a shadow.
So?
Oh, yeah, it does. No, it does. It does. Not you saying so, you stupid bitch. It does have a shadow. If it didn't have a shadow, that would be like AI.
Okay, but maybe the sun wasn't like, feel like you know, in that position.
Right, right. No, it's he's not.
No, he's not. He's not AI.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's SeatGeek.
Guys, we love SeatGeek so much. It is no surprise. Every single concert that we talk about going to, we always purchase our tickets through SeatGeek because who has the time to wait in pre-orders, pre-pre-orders, pre-orders with only a specific type of credit card? I mean, honestly, it's like the Hunger Games out here. So SeatGeek has saved us multiple times. It's where we got our amazing Hillary Duff, I mean, lifetime experience, am I right? We got our tickets through SeatGeek. And also in August coming up, we have Olivia Dean, who we wouldn't have been able to see if it wasn't for SeatGeek.
No, truly, because the best thing about SeatGeek is that each ticket is rated from 1 to 10, so you know that you're getting a good deal. So all you have to do is look for the green dots. Obviously green dots mean good and then red dots mean bad, and that is basically how we kind of navigated our way to get the Olivia Dean tickets that we got, because we got really good seats and we were going back and forth between a few of them, and it was, you know, we used the little dots. We did.
Yeah, and it's not just concerts that are available through SeatGeek. There are more than 70,000 events listed, including concerts, yes, but they also have like sports, festivals, so much more. And right now there are so many artists going on tour. Like Bruno Mars went there through SeatGeek. Olivia Dean going there through SeatGeek. Noah Kahan, Meghan Trainor, Ed Sheeran, so many more. And concert season has officially started. So to make it even better, you can use our code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10.
And then make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. And thank you so much to SeatGeek for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Oh God, are we on medium? Oh, we're entering medium level.
Okay, I'm scared. Okay.
Wait, they're wearing hats.
Yeah.
Wait, they have sombreros. Wait a second. I don't think.
Okay, wait.
Wait, but that looked real. No.
That looked so real, but no, it's fake because they're wearing sombreros.
Should we watch it one more time, or are we sure about our final answer?
I'm going to say final answer, it is AI.
I think yes, it's AI. I think it's AI. I think he climbed it like a little too fast. You know what
that
I mean?
That was, like, I mean, they are very agile and they're cats. You know, they're cats.
It's not AI?
No. Go back. Let me see.
Cats don't keep on sombreros.
Not like that.
Yeah, it does look real.
Are we stupid? Of course that's real. Come on, like, it's like tied around.
I mean, cats don't wear hats. Let me put a hat on Jasmine so she can beat my fucking ass. Like, cats don't wear hats. What do you mean?
Yeah, but these are country cats.
That's damn crazy. That's fucking
crazy. Okay, so far we have failed medium.
I don't know what the score is, but medium's good. Hard is looking hard. That's all I'll say. Okay, here we go. Wait, like, is the house really there? Like, is this a real place? Yeah, of course.
That looks real to me. Yeah, that's real.
Like, what, wait, but what am that's I supposed real. To be looking for? What am I supposed to be looking for? Ripples in the Matrix? It's AI.
Wait, that's AI?
Oh, no. Be careful when you buy a house. Like, wow, this place looks amazing.
Wait, when she says yes, it is, I feel like I'm getting confused. Like, when I play Guess Who? Yes, it is.
Yes, as it in, is. Yes, it AI. Is.
AI.
Nope. Bitch, the game is called Is It AI? So if it's yes, it is, that means
me.
Yes,
you
it
is. Remind me.
You're like Nassim and fucking Ali when they forget every 2 seconds. Am I striped or am I solid plate?
No,
cool.
literally me. Okay. Wow.
Wait, so far, what is AI about this? Only that it's like picture perfect? Or is it like that maybe like the camera work is a little bit too good? Or like,
no, I think it's just an AI video.
I got it. It's that there's a roadway there, but there's no driveway.
That's okay.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think that happens because you'd be fucking parking in mud and shit. Like, if there's a house like that, it would have a driveway.
Or they don't want it because, you know.
It's AI, Kathleen. There's no driveway. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't exist. Now you're defending the fucking computer.
I'm just saying, like, that isn't the giveaway. That's not the dead giveaway here.
If we don't learn the patterns of AI, we're always going to fall for it because we don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to look for the inconsistency here, and I think that's what it is. Also, yeah, the house is going to float away in like 2 seconds. Like, it's right by the water.
I mean, that's usually how things on the water are.
Oh my God, she still believes it, even after we were told. I don't know how to help you. You don't want to help yourself. Okay, next one. We got another victim.
No, I'm
here.
So
it's not just me.
No, I'm so embarrassed. No, oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah.
I can't dance.
The way those are the same pants we were reacting to.
They are.
in our reacting to old videos video on fucking Patreon, Kathleen had those pants that were 90% rips. Like, I don't know how that just didn't get destroyed in your dryer. I'm not gonna lie.
Guys, every time I wore those leggings, people would make fun of me in my real life all the time. And I wore them, bitches.
That's really nice. That's how I wish you would have been about my banana hair. Like, bully me.
Whoa, I mean, obviously it didn't work for me because I wore them constantly.
When did you finally get rid of them?
When I moved out of the house. So, like, only 3 years ago. Literally.
I can vividly remember when I got rid of some of my staple pieces of clothing that I swore I would never get rid of because I was like so fucking obsessed with them. But you know, there's a moment for everybody, and I'm glad you let those go.
I'm gonna say this is AI.
No, he's not. Oh God, this guy's walking a bunch of pigeons. Oh no. This is hard. Okay, this is supposed to be level hard. Oh,
okay. Let's lock in.
Hepsinde var. Rahat rahat geziyorlar.
Müthiş görünüyorlar ya.
Hadi bakalım. Ağır ağır.
Oh, this is AI.
Yeah, I think this is AI because the like changing of the shots and stuff is like so abrupt and like jagged that it's definitely.
And the way that the video is like, yeah.
It is AI. Oh my God.
Those vests gave it away.
I would give it to you that you could walk one pigeon. Maybe two. Six. But no chance.
No.
Yeah.
And those vests?
Not. Come on. No way.
How are you getting those vests on those pigeons? So, like, you know.
Okay, here's the next one.
Oh my God, that's not AI. I've seen this video. That's not AI.
Wait. This is giving the golden retriever that you said your friend saw put the baby in the the bassinet. Why does it have such strong arms? Can they do that?
He's TikTok famous. He like stares at his toys when he like, yeah, he's real. He's real.
Is he? No, it's not AI. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
AI. No, yeah, you're right.
Oh, sorry.
Like, no,
threw me
it's
off.
Not.
Threw
yeah.
me
off. No, exactly. Here we go. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. Nori Akno.
Wait, this is hard? Paola, that's obviously AI.
No, that's definitely AI. Wait, unless the...
Is this a trick question?
Wait, did the... He walks away with the fucking dental. Wait, did they speak Russian? Because if they spoke Russian, I think it's not AI. If they didn't speak Russian, I think it is AI. Because Russians are friends with
I can't tell what the language is. I only know English and Spanish.
But is
and a
it English?
No, was definitely it English? Not.
Okay, so this is not AI because it's Russians.
I'm going to say it think? Is AI. The size of that fucking orso.
I was right.
Wait a Bro, second. That bear busting out of that thing.
That bear walking like this. Get the fuck out of here. I look like AI for sure. I'm not going to lie. But the only reason when I heard a bit of perhaps Russian, I said they literally are psychos and they like make friends with the bears and they feed them.
You were onto something. You were onto something.
I know.
Yeah, the person was like, whoa, buddy.
I'm trying to do like investigative work. You know what I mean? Like look at it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, yeah. You're right.
Oh, God. This
I can
is
already
a baby
tell.
And a dog.
I can already tell with the smooth.
What do you think it is?
AI.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, it's AI. That baby looks super fake. That's the fakest baby I've ever seen in my whole damn life. Okay, we got it. I was about to say, if that baby's real, then I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like the way it was moving, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very
that
cartoonish.
Was easy peasy lemon squeezy, I would say.
That was so easy. Come on.
Oh my God, that's it.
We slayed that.
Guys, that is the end of Paola's slideshow. By the way, Queen slays so hard. Like, I love that. Like, that was just like such an interactive game. I loved it.
And I love
I
the
do
butter
have
yellow.
One for you that I want you to check out.
Me?
Yeah, let me send it.
Dude, but speaking of AI videos that we fall for, I feel so bad for my mom, genuinely, okay?
You have to, like, check on her. You know what I mean?
No, she's gonna get actually, scammed. My mom was in the back seat the other day, okay? My stepdad was driving, and I was in the front, and my mom was in the back, and she goes, oh, my God, Royal Caribbean was caught in a storm and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, huge. She shows me the video of these, like, 10-foot waves coming over the damn cruise ship, crashing
that
it, like
happened.
The Titanic. No.
That's happened.
No, Jesse.
Wait, no, but that's happened. She's not like...
No, it was tsunami level. It was tsunami coming
that's
over the
happened
cruise.
On boats. They're like no. meant to deal with that shit.
No,
for
bro.
Real.
It, like, where it's like this? No.
Yes, I'm telling you.
No, dude. I looked at her and I was like, Mom, that's AI. She's like, She just felt so foolish, you know, for falling for it. And it just broke my heart. I feel so bad.
Oh, yeah. We got to do like tutorials there. I'm not even joking. Like there's going to have to be classes for people to know what to look for when it comes to AI. I feel like we didn't do that bad, even though I also feel like we got like a lot of them wrong.
We got a few wrong. I'm not going to lie. That bear one really threw me off. But
the hard ones, we didn't get wrong, right? No, the bear one.
We got a couple.
We did get wrong.
We got a couple.
Yeah, we got a couple wrong.
I even fall for the ones of like people being on podcasts and it's like this whole podcast dialogue and it's an AI video. A fake person on a podcast. You haven't seen those?
Oh my God, no. But I think that what would be so slay to do, I gotta figure out how to do it, is to get people to like submit videos for us to react to. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be so good.
Oh my God, we have to.
But just know, if you guys come across an AI video, like please, like send it our way or like, I don't know, just save it in your favorites or something.
When we're like a really hard video. One, like a really...
Yes.
Remember when I fell for the baby in the bathtub and he's like...
Yeah, with the water fountain. Like, yeah, that was
pretty
bad.
Oh, man.
That was like just as bad identical as to this baby that we were watching. Like,
no,
that
truly.
Was not...
I've gotten a lot better at clocking AI. I'm going to say that's real.
Look at the feet.
That's so real.
That is definitely what Giant's Supermodel Guy thought he was going to get.
Like, that baby.
That is definitely what he's in Zoom.
It sure is. Honestly, you didn't know it was AI either. So I guess we both fell for that one, huh?
Yeah, look, she even has a shadow. Like, I mean,
no,
just
bro,
crazy.
That's so good.
Anyway.
Why would anybody make that?
I don't know. He definitely is weird and like has a kink into this because like even his little like slanted smiley face.
Bro, I'm like, watching like Euphoria. Like I'm watching all the episodes and like this director, producer man, he's a fucking weirdo.
Why?
I'm getting like uncomfortable watching.
You're getting Dan Schneider vibes?
Yeah, I'm not into it.
You know who Dan Schneider is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
The Nickelodeon guy. I've seen the documentary, remember? I'm in it.
What?
I'm in the Nickelodeon documentary.
Did you tell me that already?
Yeah, my TikTok's in it for like 5 seconds.
Oh my God, you made a TikTok about it?
Yeah, I made a TikTok about like the parents and they threw it into the second part.
They didn't ask you for that?
No, they didn't even show my name though.
I don't know. I don't feel like they could do that. I feel like that's
well, they did.
Up.
They uploaded my TikTok to their like second part of the doc and inserted the TikTok. I was watching the documentary and my face popped up. I went, ah! Like it scared me.
No, yeah, always a jump scare. Whenever I see myself pop up or like someone mentions my name, it breaks the fourth wall. I'm scared. I'm like, what's happening?
I know.
Well, anyway, lights, camera, smiles to wrap this bad boy up.
Let's do it. I have an amazing lights, camera, smiles to share with you. The second I saw it, guys, I had to save it immediately.
Do you see my face? Do you know why I'm doing that face?
Why?
I saw your text with my mom. I know what this lights, camera, smiles is going to be. Unfortunately, by the time you had texted this, I had already used it as my We Love the Internet for Do We Know Them. But we can totally still use it because it's still like so slay.
You used a bald pit bull?
I know.
A bald pit bull TikTok?
Okay.
Bro, We Love the Internet?
I can explain myself, please. I can't.
Wait, I watch every Do We Know Them episode. I didn't see that.
It goes up today, mama.
It hasn't gone live.
No, it doesn't go up today.
Bitch.
It goes up. It actually doesn't go up today. It goes up on Tuesday, which when you're watching this, yesterday.
Wow.
Can I explain myself, please? Can you give me a moment?
Go ahead.
Please give me the floor. So basically what happened was I have only been liking Love Island themed videos because that's like all that's on my For You page minus drama that I save for Do We Know Them. So I haven't been scrolling a lot and there was already one Do We Know Them that I didn't have anything. And Lily had actually shared the Pitbull thing onto her Instagram story. So I said, oh, my We Love the Internet is going to be something that you actually shared on your Instagram story. And then I thought it was funny and stuff, but I wouldn't have done it normally if I had anything else, but I had nothing to offer. So I had to give that. I can't pretend to cry. I'm going to look like Lindsay Lohan in that one movie. You gotta stop.
How dare you now? Well, I'm wow. And they saw yesterday already. I don't care. It's still my We Love the.
Absolutely. Please, queen. Oh, you were going to say it was you, We Love the Internet, weren't you?
I was.
No, absolutely. Please, the floor is yours. I'm so sorry about that. I felt really bad. I felt like I was cheating on you. I did.
I can't believe you. I mean, this is a big moment, and I thought we were going to share it together, but I guess not.
It might have to be both of our fucking lights, cameras, smile, because I don't have shit now. I just looked through my likes. I'm like, yikes, I really haven't been scrolling much, have I? Guys, can you please do us a solid and tag me in some funny shit on TikTok? Thank you. I would appreciate that very much.
That'd be fine.
We did it, Baldies! We did it, Baldies! I'm speechless at this point, but I can't tell you this much. I say it to the Baldies all the time in the shows. When y'all put on them bald caps, you know you're about to have the time of your life! And now you're officially in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Not Guinness.
So we take Guinness.
The Guinness Book.
You know, he's from Hialeah.
Okay, are you the only person that thought that this was like from a concert or something? Like, he actually had a gathering of people just for this.
Yeah, this is not from a concert. This is a full-blown bald people gathering.
I thought he would take advantage. Two birds, one stone. Like, just do it at my concert type of thing. But no.
I know, right? That is weird. But yeah, this is the largest gathering.
That okay, but look at this. The original one that we bought. No, that was the original one we bought, remember? And I said, bitch, this looks like Ebenezer Scrooge. We cannot.
Yeah, it is bad. If there was a bald competition in that crowd, we would win.
At this point, I feel like with the information we have, although I do think we need like a bigger one and I need to find better ways to flatten my hair because, you know, with my
I think our bald
caps
look amazing, except the back. In the front, it looks great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't big enough to go over our, like, buns and shit.
I don't think it ever would be.
Yes, they make that, like, stage ones. Absolutely.
I know, but, like, how do I flatten that? Because my head was just like...
Probably bobby pins. And we probably got to wrap our hair, like, yeah, all the way around like this. You know what I mean? Like, well, there's just got to be, you know, there's got to be a way. Anyway.
Next time, we got to start 4 hours before filming.
Yeah, and I need to have air conditioning and a makeup artist doing it for me so that I don't absolutely crush the fuck out.
Yeah!
The goatee wasn't necessary, but I do love that.
I do love it. It's crazy. This is amazing. You have to wear it correctly. Half these people are not wearing it correctly.
Yeah. Bitch, and I know it was hot as hell. Not him putting one on. Puppy.
That is perfect, guys. He's in the making.
It looks so good.
Oh my god. Look how many people were there in the vodka.
No, I can't.
I love that. He's so happy. I really love harmless memes and when people embrace it. And like, this is just like such a good, like, feel good moment on the internet, truly.
No, truly. He's the best and I love him. And, you know, Mr. 305 forever.
Forever, forever. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. And as always, we will see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK.
Bye.
Bye.